All In, Good Morning with the KUAC Summit Quest Wrap-Up. I'm Dan Bross. The final musher to complete the Summit Quest 300 sled dog race, rookie Philip Hanke of Fairbanks, made it to the finish line in Central overnight to claim the Red Lantern. All told, 13 of 18 mushers who started the race Saturday in Two Rivers finished in Central. As Lex Trinan reports, the Quest tradition endured in a challenging year, giving a field that included many rookies race experience while testing out a new mandatory rest requirement.
Back of the pack mushers are trickling in and out of Circle early Tuesday morning. The normal checkpoint inside the fire station is closed to racers this year, meaning mushers had to snooze in their trucks if they're getting any rest at all. In their fourth day of racing, teams are tired, but Lee Strelo-Pagel can still appreciate the beauty of the country and, of course, the dancing northern lights above her.
I don't think I've ever seen them like this thick. Usually it's just the little green band, but boy, yeah, they're whipping now.
Strelo-Pagel is unusually calm before her run out on Birch Creek, considering what happened to her last year when she was nearly submerged in chest-deep overflow. She had to scratch from the race, so this year feels a bit like redemption.
It was kind of out of our control last time, and so this time, you know, we're coming back just to try and keep things a little bit more in our control and give it another go. I mean, these dogs are just, they're just awesome.
Being out on trail is the perfect antidote to stresses about the pandemic or work, she says. She says she sometimes gets overcome with emotion just watching her dogs.
You know, you just like feel it in your body. You're like, oh my gosh, you guys are just awesome. You know, like it's just really powerful. And so it sounds so lame, but like nature and animals just totally do that for me. So
rookie Dan Powell was also impressed by his yearling dogs. Unexpectedly, they pulled through a 10-hour, 70-mile run on Birch Creek. He was expecting to camp midway through on trail, but
They ran it straight. Yeah, and they were great.
Temperatures close to minus 50 on the creek wouldn't have been too pleasant anyway. But Powell says the extra rest at the checkpoints was a big factor in his dog's surprising performance.
In Central, I stayed an extra 6 hours there. So I stayed there for like 12 hours and massaged them and put liniment on them and wraps and stuff.
Extra rest at checkpoints happened a lot in this year's race. A rule change required 22 hours of rest at checkpoints throughout the 300 miles. That's about 50% more than what frontrunners might normally do, but it also meant some long runs without stopping. After a hearty breakfast at the Central Roadhouse on Tuesday, head veterinarian Nina Hansen says she was as surprised as anyone when she heard about the rule change. Now that she's seen the teams come in, though, she's impressed.
I like it.
Her vet team is trying to pin down whether it had a quantitative effect on keeping dogs from losing too much weight on trail.
Anecdotally, subjectively, like not having crunched the numbers, I think the dogs are finishing in better condition.
That body condition translates into dog health.
Injuries for sure, just, you know, exhaustion. They can get low blood sugar, which can lead to, you know, seizures, potentially death.
It will ultimately be up to the Yukon Quest Board of Directors to decide whether to keep those experimental rules in place and to decide how to adapt them to a longer race next year. But most mushers say they like it, even some who were skeptical at first. Before the race start, 24-year-old Lauro Eklund says he thought he'd be bummed not to have the trail camping experience, but he ended up getting it anyway.
For my guys, being our first 300, I have actually taken about 26 hours total of rest. Truthfully, if I had to be honest, I should think I would have taken 2 more hours.
His yearling dogs weren't quite ready for the 70-mile runs or the steep summits on the trail yet, but he says maybe next year. Rookie Bridget Watkins is also running mostly yearlings, and she says she had a similar experience.
I feel like I'm hanging out with a bunch of preschoolers.
She says getting them to run consistently without getting bored or tired was a constant struggle out on trail.
Every one of my dogs has been in the lead because we switch out lead dogs about every 15 minutes, sometimes every 3 minutes because I timed it.
But in the end, she says this year wasn't about the competition. For many mushers and race organizers alike, this year was more about keeping the Quest dogs running in hopes of a 1,000-mile race next year. Reporting at the race finish in Central, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2021 Summit Quest is made possible by Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross, Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.